95.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Pushing through the final segment.
She's bratty and she's entitled. And what else were you going to say?
There was many other words I was going to say that I cannot say on the air about a conversation.
Who were
that
you
we
talking about?
Cannot discuss.
Why?
In public.
In public?
I'm talking about my wife.
Oh, no. My
Just kidding.
Weren't you the one that posted on Facebook a couple years ago about how old your wife was?
Did I?
Yeah, like you said, don't anybody mention that she's turning this age or something.
No, that was not me. I would not. I'm not that stupid. I'm not smart. Let's be honest, but I'm not that stupid. Well, We're back here in the molehole.
I think it was you.
You know, Jeff, we were talking about all these prospects. We haven't even mentioned for the Cardinals. We haven't even mentioned, how about Carson Kelly, who started out hitting like 220. He was struggling. He's up to 317. He's been hot at Memphis. And that's, I can't wait to get him up here and have him kind of be Yadi's backup and have him learn from Yadi at this level. Because Carson Kelly is still, with Yadi's contract, he's still probably 2 years away from getting regular turns behind the plate. But to get him up here next year as the backup, like Molina did with Matheny,
right,
and just have him here with Yadi every day, learning the game, learning the pitchers, learning how to prepare at this level, all that, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't mention him at all, and he's just like the assistant. I don't consider him necessarily a movable
player. No,
they talked about that, though, because I guess if the Cardinals were content just having a guy catch, which we haven't had just a guy catch in, Pagnazzi was just a guy. We didn't think he was just a guy, but he was just a guy.
He was.
But you got to go back to pre-Matheny for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, with Kelly coming up, by the way, other guys down there that are going to be contributors at the major league level, Paul DeJong.
Yep.
Who's hitting 299 right now, 25 RBIs at Memphis.
A father, lead singer, Sticks, right?
Someone verify that. Patrick Wisdom, the prospect at third base, who's he can play, I think, third and second. I'm not sure.
I think he's third baseman.
277, 25 RBI.
He's the one that had the huge spring where he was a prospect a couple years ago, and then they were kind of like, I don't know. And then this spring, he really showed him a lot. That's the word on the street.
Yeah. But what we wanted to say, too, I looked it up in the break. Sandy Alcantara is struggling at Springfield. ERA over 7, a whip at 1.67, 57 hits allowed in 43 innings. He is struggling.
Those numbers can be misleading, though.
They can be misleading?
Mm-hmm.
That tells me he's struggling.
What
does that tell you?
Well,
what do the numbers tell you, just that it's misleading?
Yeah, because most of the time they have 7 guys between first and second base when he pitches because of the way he works the corners, and they don't have any outfielders.
Have you watched a Springfield game yet this year?
Yeah.
You have?
No.
Jack Flaherty down at Springfield is killing it. 1.45 earned run average.
He has 3 outfielders.
Give him 3 outfielders.
Yeah.
But they do not give out. You're saying is, for Alcantara, every fielder is on the infield,
right?
And they do not put any outfielders out there, and that's why his ERA is so high.
Yeah, and see,
that's what you're saying.
This is the difference between where you and I are today, because I did do some show prep, and I knew you were going to mention that, and so I looked that up.
Dakota Hudson, Austin Gomber, the other guys we mentioned having really good seasons so far at Springfield. These are guys that are on the way to the major leagues in the next few years. So anyway, just talking prospects here earlier and talking about the Cardinals' depth in the minor leagues and their ability, even with some of the major league parts, as Jeff Stahlhut says, who's joined me here this morning, says that they have to trade Randall Grichuk. Have to. You said it. He said it.
Kind of. It does seem like they're prepared to.
There are guys on the roster. Yeah. Grichuk is one. I think Matt Adams is one. Mm-hmm. And I think after those two guys, and then your minor league prospects, I think, man, I'm just really intrigued at what they could do at the deadline if they're still in this hunt, which I think they will be.
And like I said earlier, imagine if they're not, what they could do.
Yeah, true.
I'm not rooting for that. It's just all of a sudden this thought entered my head of when Justin was talking about moving Lance Lynn no matter what, which I think we all ended up agreeing that's not going to happen no matter what. But
right.
If they're not in it and they do start moving these pieces, wow.
That's Jeff Stahlhut joining me this morning. My name is Randy Molman. You're listening to The Mole Hole on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, Inside STL. MLB.com. Well, Mag Sierra is going to go back to the minor leagues.
Looks like it.
Yep. And I think that's the right move.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people say why he's been so, you know, he's been so valuable up here. He brings a speed element that you can't defend, and he plays great defense. And why would you say? Because despite what you see in seven games that he's played, he's 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needs to go down there and play every day because he's not going to play every day here. He's just not. With Fowler in center, Piscotty will be back soon, Grichuk, and Pham, who's hitting 340. I mean, Sierra's not going to play every day.
No, and he has to play every day. They don't want it to become like the old Bo Hart situation where everybody thinks he's the next great thing. Sierra actually, I think, has a huge upside, whereas they knew Bodie Hart did not. But 18 hits in his first seven games for Bo Hart. You know that, right?
Yeah. 18. Well, I thought it was 180 hits.
That was his first 12 games.
12 games.
I was citing seven games.
I see. The Preakness is this weekend. Do you care?
Nope.
Okay. The NBA name.
Does anybody really? Do people care?
Like, I know some people. I don't really care, but I enjoy watching the big races. Do you? Yeah. I just, not for any other reason than I think it's, it's fun. It's fun.
Name six horses in the race.
I can't name any. Zero. I don't even remember who won the Kentucky Derby. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. No. If you want to have a party, just have a party. I don't know.
A party, but I.
So you're not having a party?
No, I am not having a party. Or maybe I am, and I just didn't invite you.
You know what?
I
can hear you.
Oh, the Ducks knocked off the Predators last night.
Yeah.
So you are in Matt Davis's camp. You do not root for the Nashville Predators.
Right, no, that's right. We were going to talk about this.
Yeah, you guys are not rooting for Nashville. You are not Nashville fans.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Not even a little.
No, not even a little. And my biggest issue with them is the way they handle their fans. We had a discussion.
You mean the fans that are loud and cheer for their team?
They have the preset cheers. Go to our website. It's like the Rams rules. Here's how we're going to cheer. And I just find that to be hysterical. And I was talking with the voice of the arena, or the
Scott Trade.
Angela Sharp last night at the Rascals.
I like that Angela Sharp. And she's good people.
She said she's rooting for Nashville. I asked her to call in and talk about this. And she was going on and on about all their preset cheers and this and that. It's just like high school. And as I told you the break, I said, see, I feel the exact same way, but I don't have that enthusiasm for it. I find it to be ridiculous. I think it's manufactured and they're really easy to root against. He's shaking his head.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, and I think it's hysterical that apparently Subban knocked in the winning goal last night.
Also,
yes,
on my side of it,
yes,
I'm not a fan of country music whatsoever.
Oh, me either.
So
at all,
right off the bat, it's like no.
See, I like country music. Let's quickly go to this fella who sings the anthem.
Oh yeah, that whole story.
So Randy, you need to go back.
Yeah.
To the previously mentioned Ms. Sharp's Facebook and see where she put. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, I commented on there.
So I put a comment on there that I thought you would appreciate.
Okay.
That said, this sums it up, because he was talking about how they, you know, it was the Seinfeld where George was comparing himself to Ted Danson.
Oh yeah.
I'm better than he is.
Yeah.
You're worse.
Yeah.
He's good. You're bad.
You're not.
That's how I feel about this singer.
And by the way, I think he's averaged like singing the anthem 10 times per season.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He's not like their Charles Glenn.
He's not even like the guy at the Blues. What's his name?
Charles Glenn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not Charles Glenn.
No.
At all. Glenn does 90% of the games, doesn't he?
If not more. I don't know.
You know, I was so very not interested at the story that I didn't read or watch anything about it. I don't know what was going on other than this guy wasn't happy.
Yeah, so this guy is like their sort of regular anthem singer, apparently. But apparently he's not. He's sung it like 180 times in 15 years or something like that. He's there like 10 times a season to sing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, it seems kind of out of place for him to come out.
Yeah, and then he comes out and he's like, they don't give me a chance to sing in the postseason.
It's out of place even if he sings it every day.
All these country stars come out of the woodworks to sing the anthem, and I get the shaft.
The worst thing he said was the captain's wife got to sing. He actually said those words.
Now, if you're Nashville, you don't bring him back ever, right?
No, I publicly, humiliatingly fire him.
Yeah.
Well, he already did the humiliation part. He made a fool of himself.
You just don't, to me, if I'm Nashville, I don't say anything. I kind of stay classy with the whole thing. I just don't ever ask him back.
They're good. You're not.
Yeah. Right.
They're better. You're worse.
And your team is in the playoffs and they're bringing chart topping country artists to sing the anthem for the playoffs, which happens everywhere in every city for every playoff in every sport. But this guy thinks he's above all that, which killed me, cracks me up.
That was funny. It was an odd story to just appear like that. And I don't know, honestly, had Angela not posted that link, I don't know if I would have heard about it, because I can't recall if I've heard about it anywhere else. But yeah, he was, and you say, you know, they bring in these stars to sing at every event and this and that. I mean, it is early in the playoffs, but the point is they all live there. They're right there. It's
right.
Not, you know, so this, yeah, I found it to be a little bit funny.
This guy who's no one's ever heard of complaining about real artists coming to sing the national
anthem. Have you heard him sing the anthem at all?
I have not. I'm sure he's fine, or they wouldn't have brought him back. I'm sure he does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
This is the farthest Nashville's ever been in the playoffs. You guys can talk about the faux fandom and the cheers and all that, and that's fine. But that's the thing to do right now in Nashville is go see Predators games. They're good.
Yeah.
And you've got these artists who
listen to country singers.
Well, they're in Nashville.
Kelly Clarkson. Makes sense. It fits. I mean,
Kelly Clarkson sang last night, I thought. I heard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She country?
No.
All right.
So that's even better.
So now he's rooting
now, for, now it's yeah, just now regular artists. So now it's just people. usurping this dude. They're not even a country singer.
Next I'm game, singing the next one.
Yeah, you next are? Next game yep. is just going to be a random Nashville citizen to come on in and sing.
But that's this guy. I mean, like I said, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he does a good job. But he's not Carrie Underwood.
Right.
He's not
captain's
he
wife.
He thinks he's the best, obviously.
Yeah.
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 That whole thing made me laugh.
What if it was Charles Glenn that came out? The Blues started using somebody else in the playoffs to sing the anthem, you know, rotating people out. Then Charles Glenn came out and said, "Hey, I'm not happy with this."
I don't think
would be okay? I don't think he would either.
No, but
totally hypothetical.
It would be different because he does sing it every night.
Okay.
It's like you've been our guy for 98% of the games the last 10 years, and now all of a sudden we're going to throw you out. And by the way, they haven't at all in the playoffs, so that would be a whole... If all of a sudden they did, that would be a
but who? But so who... How many artists are really from St. Louis that still are here in
Nico
the city?
Smith.
That's the only name I was thinking
Nico
of.
Nico Smith.
Nelly.
Nico
Smith.
Nelly. Nelly's not going to sing the national.
Why?
They could swap out every other game.
Yep.
Sheryl Crow's from...
Kennett.
So she's not coming. Gretchen Wilson doesn't live in St. Louis, does she?
I thought she did.
These Nashville artists are in Nashville.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the difference. Now...
Shouldn't they be out touring?
Who? Those artists?
Nashville artists.
They're so darn good. What about Steven Tyler?
Tyler is not from St. Louis.
From Brentwood.
No, he's not. That's not true. That's not accurate.
You don't know.
I know. He's not from Brent. There is no yearbook picture of Steven Tyler at Brentwood High School.
Proof's on you.
There isn't. I don't need to prove it. I'm telling you the truth. That's not the case.
I might be thinking of someone else.
You're listening to The Mole Hole. Jeff Stahlhut sitting in here this morning.
Steven Tyler from Manhattan.
Brentwood, Missouri.
Oh, Manhattan. So pretty close. Pretty close.
Right.
Yeah.
What's so you boroughs? Were wrong. You were wrong.
I think I was thinking of Stephen Piscotty.
But Stephen Piscotty's not from St. Louis.
He is.
But he does live here now.
Does he?
He does.
Do we even know that he does, actually?
I have no idea. Actually, I think he's still living with his... Wasn't there an article? He stays with his parents in California in the offseason. Yeah.
Saves money that way.
He does. All that... He's got to save some scratch.
Are there really no... Have we really named all of the singers from St. Louis?
Of any that I think might be in the area, I don't think... I think Nico Smith and Nelly would be the only two, and I don't think Nelly lives here full-time either.
Hmm. He was at the Cardinal game the other night, though.
He is around town a lot. His career.
But Steven Tyler for sure does not live.
Steven Tyler, no.
You said he was from Manhattan, but you didn't. That doesn't mean he doesn't live here now.
So I pulled up We've got a list here.
Right.
Oh, see, I don't know. There's going to be pictures at the top of the page. Don't know how accurate it is.
St. Louis artist. Go ahead.
It's got Nelly.
Yep.
Murphy Lee.
Yeah.
Chingy. T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, T-Bone.
Why is T-Bone not singing the national anthem?
Taylor Momsen.
I don't know what that is.
Jaquan. A lot of rappers.
Yes, and a lot of those guys are in Nelly's crew. They're part of the St. Lunatics, called Lunatics.
Did they all go to University City High?
I think a good chunk of them did, yeah. They're the St. Lunatics. Do you see what they did there? They played on the St. Louis, and they went with St. Lunatics.
Clever or not?
I find it clever. But that doesn't mean any of them could sing the national anthem.
That was really the only notable names on that list.
I might have been thinking of the guy from the Sopranos and Springsteen's band. He might be the guy from Brentwood that I'm thinking of. What's his name?
Brentwood, California?
Maybe. What's it? No, you know the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He plays in the E Street band.
Yes, and he wears the handkerchief over his head.
Is that Chingy? Is that him?
No, that's not Chingy. Okay. That would not be. Chingy was not in the E Street band.
He was not.
No, you're. Everything you're saying in the last 5 minutes is inaccurate. Everything.
It's kind of hurtful. I don't have a computer in front of me like you guys.
Courtney D. texted in. He says, Gretchen Wilson is from Pocahontas, Illinois.
Boom.
But does she still live? Do you think that she owns a house?
She showed up at a Kid Rock concert a couple of summers ago. I took my wife to Kid Rock. And that song he sings with Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
She sang it.
Yeah. She also sang at the World Series.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I don't know where Pocahontas, Illinois is, but I think it's local. I think it's pretty close. It must be because I think she is, quote unquote, from St. Louis-ish.
Yes, I knew that.
So
but
her,
is she
Steven
living
Tyler, Chingy.
In the St. Louis area?
I think she must be. I guess. Was Chingy, she in the Dixie Chicks?
Chingy from the E Street Band. No, Gretchen Wilson's not in the Dixie.
We're Steven running out of time.
Zandt.
What's the...
Steven Van Zandt.
He's from Brentwood.
From the 618. Thank you for texting it.
He's from the 618?
He's from Brentwood. No, the 618 texted in and said Steven Van Zandt.
Oh.
From Brentwood, California. That's not close to Brentwood, Missouri.
I didn't know you were talking about Brentwood, Missouri.
No. You brought up Brentwood.
I got to go.
This show has gone off the rails.
This show that was never on.
No, that's true.
I was going to try to get into work by 7.
Provision Living St. Louis Hills offers the best assisted living memory care services in the area. Their team is experienced. They do all they can to create an environment where people are loved, inspired, and thriving. At Provision Living, they love their food, and we think you will too. Each day, the residents enjoy 3 full, delicious meals that are freshly prepared and served by the friendly staff. Provision Living offers a variety of activities such as weekly happy hour, extensive exercise program like chair yoga and therapy services, and an on-site chapel offering both Catholic mass and non-denominational services. Call 314-647-6600 to see for yourself everything that Provision Living St. Louis Hills has to offer. And I have personal experience. Love the staff there. My dad lived at Provision Living the last year that of his life. They really, really took care of him. They loved him there, and he loved living there. And that was the main thing for me. So call my friends, Provision Living. If you have a loved one who is going to need assisted living care, call 314-647-6600, Provision Living. They'll give you a tour. They'll tell you about everything that they have to offer. And I love the staff. That's why we picked that place. The staff is phenomenal. That's 314-647-6600. Jeff Stahlhut, thank you for sitting in this morning.
Glenn Perkins, another Minnesota Twin. You're welcome, Marini. Thanks for having me.
It was a disastrous
fountain
show.
Fountain of misinformation.
It was a disastrous show.
Just kind of a little confused towards the end of there.
Matt Davis, thank you as usual for your work every week on the Mole Hole.
No problem, Randy. Thank you.
Phil Hughes also.
Have a good weekend.
Look,
did you mention Chuck Knoblauch?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I did. Right in the middle of one of his commercials.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I was just dropping names. Good call, though, on Knoblauch.
Thank you for listening this morning. For those of you that stayed tuned in, I apologize. For those of you that turned the channel and are just now turning in.
My final appearance.
TMA is coming on next, of course. And they're doing, it's from the Hot Shots Live show last night, right? That's the show today, this morning.
That is correct.
I heard that, yeah.
So enjoy the Hot Shots show, TMA Live here, or TMA this morning, until next Friday at 5 a.m. So long, everybody.